Liverpool's Premier League title hopes suffered a huge blow as they fell to a 1-0 defeat by Crystal Palace at Anfield. Ibarrequi's converted from Tyrick Mitchell's cutback to finish off a flowing Palace move early on, and the visitors were deservedly in front at the break. Jurgen Klopp's Reds ramped up the pressure in the second half, but just as in recent games against Manchester United and Atalanta, their finishing let them down as they fell to a first league loss at home since October 2022. Defeat leaves Liverpool 2 points behind leaders Manchester City and level on points with Arsenal before the Gunners game against Aston Villa later on Sunday, 16:30 British summer time kickoff. Palace started brightly and led through Eze's well-worked opener, before a slip from Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk gave Jean-Philippe Mateta a golden opportunity to double their lead. The striker was clean through and lifted his effort past the returning Alisson Becker, but Andy Robertson sprinted back to hook the ball off the line. Liverpool rallied and Wataru Endo struck the bar after Palace failed to deal with a corner before Dean Henderson made a fine reaction save to deny Luis Diaz. Oliver Glasner's Palace retained a threat on the counterattack until the break but were largely penned inside their own half in the second 45 minutes. Henderson made another superb stop from Darwin Nunez. Diogo Jota's close-range effort was blocked by Nathaniel Klein with the goalkeeper nowhere to be seen, and Curtis Jones somehow sliced wide when through on goal. Mateta did have another big chance to score the visitors' second from a rare Palace attack, but Alisson made a remarkable save from point-blank range. Liverpool kept pushing for an equaliser but could not find a way through, with Mohamed Salah's goalbound effort from inside the 6-yard box blocked by Mitchell in stoppage time. The Reds are now left to reflect on a potentially decisive loss with just 6 matches remaining in the league campaign. Liverpool headed into last Sunday's match at Old Trafford 2 points clear at the top of the table and favourites to win the Europa League. A week on and both trophies appear to be slipping out of their grasp. If there has been a common theme across the 3 games in the past 7 days, it has been the Reds' profligacy in front of goal. At Manchester United and against Atalanta, they created countless chances, and it was no different against Palace, especially in the second half. Once more though, they lacked the ruthlessness to make them count. Even after a lackluster first half showing, Liverpool did more than enough to win the game, but the crucial final touch deserted them. With 6 league games and a Europa League quarterfinal second leg still to play, all is not lost, but if Liverpool are to deliver a fairy tale ending to Klopp's time in charge, they will have to be perfect from here. However, even that may no longer be enough. While Liverpool will rue their missed chances, Palace might rightly argue they could have had the game wrapped up before the majority of them arrived. This was a highly impressive showing from Glasner's side, particularly in the first half when they sensed their host's vulnerability and took advantage. Eze continued to find pockets of space from which to hurt Liverpool, and Mateta did all he could to make life as uncomfortable as possible for Ibrahima Konate and Van Dijk. It was the tenacity and class of Adam Wharton that really shone through. Alongside Will Hughes, the 20-year-old repeatedly harried Liverpool's midfielders, won the ball back and picked the right pass. After the break, it was the turn of Palace's defenders and Henderson to come to the fore. Joachim Andersen, the only recognized centre-back in the visitors' 11, was supreme in marshalling a back three that also contained fullback Klein and midfielder Jefferson Lerma. Liverpool could undoubtedly have been more clinical, but Palace made it as tough as possible for them by throwing bodies in the way of every shot. On the occasions a defender could not make a block, Henderson was there to save, with his positioning and reactions enabling him to make numerous unlikely stops. A first league win since Glasner's first game in charge at the end of February was one to savor, with more than enough to tantalize Palace fans about what the future may hold under the Austrian. Dear esteemed listener, be part of our global community. Subscribe to our lovely channel. Now.